could you talk about the differences in preparing for the read option type quarterback? You all had to do that a lot this year.
Well, it's definitely different because, you know, the quarterback is athletic. He can run. So that's something that you have to account for. So, you know, when you're studying it, you have to make sure you, you know what he likes to do. Know, you know, if he likes to bounce outside or cut up inside and get tough. You got to know when they're going to throw the ball as well. You have to be able to stop the pass as well. So it poses a challenge because a guy can run and throw.
Were y'all watching the game together Saturday when he was doing his thing against Green Bay?
I think some of the guys might have been checking it out. But, you know, most of the time guys are in chapel, you know, just, you know, chilling at the hotel, just relaxing a little bit. But I got a chance to watch a little bit of it. And, you know, they had a great game.
Your impressions of him specifically?
I was definitely impressed with the way he carried the team. He did a great job of running as well as passing the ball. So, you know, it's something that you got to take your hat off to him. But, you know, it's a great challenge, and I think we'll be up for it.
How has the defense's psyche been affected by what Wilson was able to do to you all in the second half?
Well, that's last week. That's the first and foremost thing that you have to do as a defense. You have to have a short memory. And, you know, we have a different task this week, so that's the task we're getting ready for. So it won't be concerned too much with what happened last week.
Sean, how did you think that the defense responded last week when John got hurt and, you know, played 15 snaps and, you know, had some guys come in, and you guys still got, well, you had some coverage sacks that were about to, you know, come to fruition there. But, you know, how did you size that up, and what do you look for going into this game?
Well, you know, you would always love to have Abe on the field, you know, for every snap. He's a sack master. That's what I like to call him, Father Abe. He does a great job here. He's been doing a great job for us, and, you know, we look forward to getting him back out there this week. And I think, you know, the guys that had a chance to play in his absence, you know, they did a good job stepping in and doing what they needed to do in order to help the team get the win.
What would you like to say to the Falcon fans?
Hello. not too much to say. You know, pack the dome early. Let's have some fun, and you know, we'll do our best job to rise up.
We spoke to a number of veterans, you know, guys that have been in the league since the 90s, like Peterson, McClure was just in here, obviously Tony. When do you see guys like that, in Tony's case, experienced his first playoff win last week, and you see guys like McClure that came back, he and Gonzalez come back for this year because they know or they feel like this team is capable of such high things, how much does that make you and other young guys in this organization want even more to get them as far as you can take them?
You know, those guys mean a lot to our team. Those guys have been playing the league for a long time, been fighting, great players. You know, guys have really made a name for themselves. And, you know, when you see them come to work each and every day, you know, it might be year 15, year 14, you know, however many years they've been playing, you know, you got to take your hat off to those guys. So trust me, the team is definitely playing for those guys, man. You know, we want to go out there and do well for them to help them get what they want.
You guys did a good job stopping Marshawn Lynch last week. Do you think you can come up with a similar plan or be able to execute in a similar way against Gore this week?
I think it'd be really good for our football team if we can control the line of scrimmage on defense. And I think that starts with stopping the run. Like you said, Gore, he's a tough back. He runs really hard. He has great leverage. And I think that's something that he does really well. So I think that'd be big for us if we can try to bottle him up.
Sean, how do you guys stop a tight end like Vernon Davis?
Man, I don't know, man. He's a tough guy, man. He's fast. He's one of the faster tight ends you're going to face. So you definitely have to know that he's going to try to take you vertical, and you have to be conscientious of that. And I think you just got to get to the quarterback, too. That's the thing. You got to help some of the linebackers out when they're covering those tight ends, running those deep routes, too. I think we have the guys that do a great job of that, and they really do a great job of, you know, helping us. And it just goes hand in hand. So, you know, I think getting your hands on Vernon early, trying to disrupt his timing with his quarterback, I think that'll be something that'll be big.
How about your tight end? I mean, I'm sure you match up with him every now and then, camp, practice, or whatever. I mean, that much experience that he has, can you see it when he's running his routes? Does he make it tough?
Yeah, you can, man. He definitely has the cheat code. When I say the cheat code, it basically means that he has the experience. He definitely has the playmaking ability to go out there and make plays on anybody. So, you know, going against Tony, it definitely does help you when you're going against other guys.
What's he been like this week after getting that first win?
I mean, he's out there working hard, ready to get the next one.
Took him 16 years or whatever to get the first one. Now he's got to get one other one in a week.
He did. Now we're trying to get two in 2 weeks. So, I think we're set to go out there and put together a great game plan, put ourselves in position to do that.
Spoon, you just glanced at the trophy. What does it mean to be sitting here in front of that this week?
Man, it means a lot. I think it's definitely a big part of our goal. And you can't get what you really want without getting that. So that's the goal right there.